M'sham Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus l'li nishmas Reina Rabbeinu, Hagon Rabnosin Gishtepin Zatzal, today is your site. So he's his grandson and the whole staff of Talmid Chachamim are soon going to be publishing the Chidushim of Maran Hagon Rabnosin and the Minchas Chinuch. So this is what the shtetl, what the shir is based on. The Mordechi in this week's parasha, and meaning cited in the Minchas Chinuch in this week's parasha, parasha Vayishlach, where he speaks about a gid. If you have a gid that was in an animal, in a fetus of an animal, that gid is aser. But then if you shech the animal is a mutter because of ben bakua. And then the gid, which grew, if it grew, and it's a rove of the iser, there's a rove heter that grows. Afterwards of the Gid Anasha, it's going to be matur the whole thing. The Chora, but then he brings the Dasam Amordechai, and if a Yavama spit blood together with the saliva, the dam isn't batal. Because Tchilas Biyasa La'olam was Alidei Tarovis, and therefore there's no heter. There's no bittul of Tchilas B'yasa L'olam is Alidei Tarovis. That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. The problem with the Mordechai is that if you look in the Sugya above Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin and Ches Nun Tes, you'll see that the whole Sugya there is about Gidulei Heter being Mevatel Iser. When it grows, when Heter grows from Iser, from Shvius, from Truma, that the Gidulim could be Mevatel the Iker. Even though the Heter was Nolad, it was born Alidei Tarovis. So how does the Mordechai miss an open sugi, I'm saying a big sugi, a huge sugi, a few pages in the Dharam. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Upelech Ishmit Rabbeinu Meshulam, Uva Mordechai kol ha-sugi. How did Rabbeinu Meshulam, born the Mordechai, miss the whole sugi? And so asked the Maritz Chayas in the Dharam, and he blibes with the Tzaruch Iyam. So we can be Miyashiv as follows. In the Dharam, and Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, says in the Braisa, Hamenachesh imakuti vachasuyos. One who weeds chasayos with a kusi, with a Samaritan, ochem emachilas aray. So, Tomer tish pol Yisrael osek v'nichush hasadeh chasiyot. The shem klali lemeinim mesuyamim shel zraim. It's a certain type of zraim, and he's involved in this nichush, in this weeding with a kusi. Ochem is allowed to eat from these. From the olim, from the leaves, achilas arai. That being mafresh, trumus and maisrus, he's allowed to eat a temporary eating. Kedin perot shalok bu adayin lechiyuv maasrot, she'en choshim shema zara akuti, chasiyot shekvar hukbu. So we're not choshesh that he planted, that the kusi planted chasiyos that already were nikba la maiser. And therefore, you're allowed to eat these without, you're allowed to eat in general, without being mafshim shemais, you're allowed to eat arai. So this is a ilachilas arai. Because they weren't yet nikba for chiyuv maisers. Uma'asron vadai. And when he completes the labor on the chasiyos, places them into a pile, and they require maisers. And they're definitely required, and not as is suffik, because we assume that the kusi wasn't mafresh himself. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, im Yisrael choshed al ha-shviyis, im ba'al ha-sadeh ha-chasuyot, was Yisrael, who's choshed al ha-shviyis, So somebody who's chashed lav or isurei shvius is liable to plant chasiyos and shvius, even though zri is iser, this guy doesn't care. So, in Yisrael chashed al shvius, the motzei shvius mutter, the alim, the leaves that grew in motzei shvius, are mutter. Mishum isurei shvi'it. Even though these alim were tzomech from the ikar, that it could be that the ikar is asur mishum shvi'is, because they were planted bisar on shvi'is. And even though part of the tosefes, part of what grew in motzei shvi'is, is connected to the ikar, nevertheless, since they're gedulei shminis, they're mutter, and they're even mevatel a little bit of the ikar. Lememra, is this to say the gedulei heter malam is iser? That gedulei hayotze meikar shel isur can be mevatel the iser and be malet me iser laheter? In other words, gedulei mamitvatsim alikar shushal iser. It's not, you don't judge it according to the ikar, but rather mitzat tonight's michasim, and they're mutter mitzat atzmam. Not only mutter mitzat atzmam, they're a vat of a little bit that's mixed in from the ikar. The Gemara says, first one dechia, and then the Gemara rejects that. And then the Gemara says, v'delma b'meduchanin. Maybe we're talking about chaseyot nidochot. In other words, he crushed them, and then he planted them in the eighth year, and then it grew leaves. So we can say that dafka when the ikar is nadoch, is crushed, it's not important enough that the gidulim have the same status. But when the ikar is shalem, it could be that the gidulim follow the ikar. That's what according to the Ran, the whole mahalach of the sugi here, is do the gedulim follow the ikar or not? Are the gedulim independent? So it could be that only meduchanim that the gedulim don't follow the ikar, but otherwise they do. And the Gemara says, no, chashal al shvius katani. Tana says we're talking about a baal sadeh shu chashud labor l'isurei shvit, and therefore it can't be. We're talking about chasiyot nidochot. The only reason he would crush them is because he cares about kedei lahatzil gidulam mikidush shvius. We're talking about a guy who doesn't care. The verse says v'dilma. Maybe it's talking in the brayso b'taroyves. Tahenu kishenit arvu alei chasiyot shegadu meikar shel shviti malim achrim amutorim lekamrei. Talking about a case where the leaves of these chasiyos grew me'ikar shel shvius with other alim that are completely mutter. Meaning, of the sixth year, or vade of the eighth year. In other words, there was a mixture of these chasiyos with leaves that are definitely mutter. In other words, it could be that these gidulim hayotzim ikar shel iser follow the ikar. And the alim should sample chas shel iser shvius arasir. Just the Bryce is talking about when the nizbatlu alim elu ba'el alim shel b'achirim shel heter. And that's why it's mutter. So Gemara says, that's not good. Menachesh katani. Reyatana omer shebabraita shemdubar b'pol ha-menachesh. He's weeding. And he's eating it. There's no mixture here. Right away, he weeds it and he eats it. What's the problem? What's the mixture? When does it have time to have a mixture? אז מסקנת הגמרא שאכן נאמר בברית הזו שגידולים היוצאים מעיקר של שביעית אינם נמשכים בדינם אחר העיקר. גידולים that come out of the ikar of shvius do not follow the ikar. Rather they are judged independently. ואם הם גידולי השנה השמינית מותרים הם. If they grow in the eighth year, they're mutter. And they can also be mevatel, the ikar from which they grew. According to other Rishonim, it was never a suffik that the Gedulim mitzal atzman aren't nikva l'fi yikr. The suffik is that the Gedulim have koach to be meval the yikr. So from this brisa we see that they can be. So v'kach nefshat sveko shel Rabbi Yishmael ish kfar yama. Rabbi Yishmael ish kfar yama, who asked and afnun zayin. Batzal, if you have an onion, sha'akaro, bashvi'it, you uprooted in the seventh year, and you planted it in the eighth year, and the gidulim that grew were a lot more than he actually planted. Mitzusha'al, gidulav heter, klomar. Haim ein bem k'dushat shvi'it, since they grew and they were collected in the eighth year. V'ikaro, the ikar batzel, is aser out k'dushat shvi'is. And memela, kevin the rabbi gedul me'ikro, since there's a ribui of the gedulim on the ikro, the gedulei heter malim yisur leheter midin bitul, the yisur. And therefore, there's not going to be Kedusha Shvius. So, Lechora, we're talking here about Shishim. Others say, no, it's not necessary to have Shishim. Olo, so here we see that it is. That it is Mevatel, in other words, you can. You view the Gedulim independently. They don't follow the Iker. Only the Iker is going to be Aser, but the Gedulim are not. And since there's a Ribui, since there's a Rov of Gedulim, that then is going to be Mevatel the Aser, and that's what we see over here. But you have these Alei Chasuyot, Yitzachila Sarai, and Ma'asrun Vadai, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, if Bala Seder Chasi Yisrael Chashel Shvius, and Mot Shvius Mutter, as the Olam that grew in the eighth year, are Mutter Atsa Surei Shvius, even though they grew from the Iker, that's also Mishum Shvius. So you have the Iker there also, it doesn't matter. They themselves are Gedulei Shminis, and they're Mutter, and they're even Mevatel the little bit of the Iker. So the Motzei Shminis is Mevatel. What's Motzei Shvius? What's in Shminis is Mevatel the Shvius. Then the Gemara says, "Lema tehavi tiyufta de Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenasan. Haim nomar shetehi poraita zut shuvani tzachat. The Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenasan sharosh nehem." הוראות המיוסדות על הנחה שאין בכוח גידולים הצומחים מעיקר, the gidulim that sprout from the ikar of Iser cannot elevate it from Iser leheter, adarav, the gidulim are usser because of the ikar. Those were the הוראות of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Abba Masar b'shem Rabbi Yonchanan yalda shesipcha bizkena uba perot af kli shosif matay masur. Dahainu shemirkiv adam alilan zaken netiyat siira. So he does a hakavi, grafts on an old tree, a new tree that have pears of isarola. Even if after this, the final grafting, the pears added gidulim pi masayim what they originally had, nevertheless they're aser al tzorla. So you see that Gidulim are nimshach after the Iker. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Batzel shenatu v'kerem v'nekar kerem, אסר. טענו שאפילו לאחר שיצא הבצר ממצב של כלי הכלא, הוסיף גידולים. Even after it was taken out of the Kilei Kerem and it added gidulim. B'shira maspik levata likro of Kilei Kerem, nevertheless it's aser. So, right now the Gemara is learning, the Gemara there learned that these two psakim were founded on the svara that ain gidulei heter malin is a yikr. Adarav, gidulei heter follow the yikr. So maybe this price is not like these two amaroim. Rav Yitzchak, no. Shanya shvius. Shvius is different than other isurim. Hoel v'isura al yidei karka, b'telasa nami al yidei karka. Mikevan she'isurei shviit, chalim mikoach ma shegadal adavar b'karka'a. Dahainu, heyoto gidul ha'aretz mishana shviit, hu she'asar to'o. Since isurei shvius are chal mikoach, that it grows in the ground, that's what answers it. Therefore, b'telasa nami al yidei karka, the tzmichas dover ba'aretz b'shana acheres is mevatel the isurei shvius. Never dafka legavi shvius, the gidulim hayotzim b'sheminis mikra shel shvius aren't neser mikoch ikar. But other isurim, like orlem kilei akerem, the gidulim follow the ikar, like Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison had said. Ad kan midivrei hasugiyah. והריד בסוגיה שם כותב פירוש העולה מותר ליטא אותה ולחרוש תחתיה והכליים נמי אף על פי שאסור לחרוש תחתיהם ולקיימן מכל מקום כל זמן שאין שם כליים מותר לחרוש בקרם אם כן נמצא שהאיסור הוא תלוי בפרי אבל השביעית אף על פי שאין שם פירות היא אסורה עבודת קרקע אם כן, כל איסור שביעית בקרקע הוא תלוי, היא תלוי. ולכך קלו לו איסור על ידי קרקע, על כן בטלין על גבי קרקע. Orla, you're allowed to plant, and you're allowed to plow. Kelayim, even though you're not allowed to plow under them, in order to give them, help them stay around, nevertheless, if there is not kelayim there, if there's no mixture, you're allowed to plow in a kerem. So you see that when it comes to the iser of orla and kelei kerem, the iser is not about the ground, the adama, it's tali b'pri. The fruit is aser. But shviyas, even though there are no parents, you're not allowed to work the land. It's the land that answers. So that's the Gemara's chilek. Since it's the land that answers, hol v'isura de karka b'telosa de karka. So the tzmicha and the karka of the 8th year now is mevatel that of the 7th year. ומקשה הגמרא, והרי מעשר דאיסורו על ידי קרקע, שאם זרה אדם דבר המתוקן, עוד חייב להסיר את הגידולים. That's the Gemara's Kasha Vayter. הרי מעשר דאיסורו על ידי קרקע, כל דיני מעשרס. צמיחה זה דבר באורץ, that's what causes them the איסור לביחל, that's what's going the איסור. Because let's say you take זרועים, that you already were mafresh מעשרס from, and you put them back in the ground, now they're chayv again in Maisris. Ve'af al pichein ein b'telas v'aydei ha'karka. So the tzmicha v'aydei ha'karka isn't mafkia v'chi of Maisr. The iser is v'aydei ha'karka. The fact that it grows in the ground makes it chayv in Maisris. Even if you already mafresh Maisris, the new gedulim are chayiv and maisris. Chayiv of maisir is chal because it grows in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, ein b'telaso agabe ka'ayde karka. But it's not batel aide karka. So you see that even though the Isser is the al de karka, there's no bit al de karka. And then the Gemara brings a raya. The sanya, and then a brayse of litra. Litra is an amount of meiser tevel. In other words, meiser rishon that you were in Manfred Shumas meiser. Shazar bakarka in the 6th year. Vishbicha, and it got better in the 7th year. Varehi keser litrin, now it's 10 litrin. In other words, it requires hafrashas trumas meiser mishum halitra harishona shehi maaser tevel. The other 9 litrim that were added are pater because they're gedulei shvius. But the one that is already chayev remains chayev. Hare he ke'eser chayevis b'meiser u'b'shvius, and it also has kedusha shvius because of the tisher litrin that grew in shvius. Notice he's chayev d'mav v'shumas meiser on the original litra, and he's not allowed to eat from this at all. He's not allowed to eat from this litra at all because of that, from these paris at all because of that litra that's mixed in. And he also has to eat the whole thing after Afrashas Trumas Meisr, the 4 beer, according to the limits of Kedusha Shvius, because of the litrin that were added on Shvius that have Kedusha Shvius. So you see that it's Isser al yedei karka, Meisr is tali b'karka, but it's not batel in the karka. So if you put this litra in the ground in the 6th year, and then it was mashbiach in the 7th year, you don't say, oh, it's batel now. It's all shvius. Apitom? It's chayevis b'maiser. It requires a fresh shumas and maiser because of the first litra. And it's not batel. And also, you have to eat the whole thing before shvius because of the tisha litrin shekadlu b'shvius. So it doesn't help that it's in the ground in the 7th year, and that there's a lot more gidulei shvius to pater it from its chiyuv of shumas meiser. So you see, not like we said before, you see, even though the iser is ayde the ground, the bittel, there's no bittel ayde the ground, and we wanted to say about shvius that was the Gemara's original teretz. The Gemara's teretz was that and that the Gemara says, Ma pitom. You see that the Isser is Ayde Karka in this new case, and the Pitl is not Ayde Karka. So that's what the Rid says. Umakshev, Ari Meiser, Disur Ayde Karka, Shem Zara Adam, Davram, Sukan, Ot, Chayev, Laaser, Kola Gidulin. That if you replant something, you have to take Meiser again, because the Isser is Ayde Karka. Alma Kocha Karka, Gori Misser. But it's not batel. So to go back to what the Ritz said earlier, aval ha-shvius, alfa pi she'ein sham peris, hi asura avoidas karka. You can't call this a shvius b'karka, isn't it? You're not allowed to work the land. Since you're not allowed to work the land, the whole list is tolerating the karka. And since the whole Isser is tolerating the karka, so it's also bitl ayde karka. And therefore, if you put it back in the ground and more grew, so then the Tosefes, the Gidulim, can be are viewed independently and are mevatel the Iker. The question is, what does avodas karka b'shvius have to do with dinei shvius hanogim b'peru shvius? Chor, they're two separate things. The Yisra Avodas Karka we learn from Sadcholos Yisra. And the dinam of Perus Shvius, you learn from the Pasuk of Vaisu Shabbos Arts, Lechem La'achla. And there we learn, La'achla V'l'l'schara, V'l'l'hefsed, V'dini Biruk, Shkola Chaim and Asadeh. So the Rid is mixing in two unrelated issues. He's mixing in the issue of Yisra Avodas Karka, and he's saying, oh, since this is an Yisra Avodas Karka, so therefore there's also Bittul Peris in the Karka. But Bittul Peris in the Karka and Yisra Avodas Karka is Tzveba is under his achin. So you see from here that the Tosfos read, He'ir lanu netiv. He showed the way. He brightened the path. That the whole Iker Kedusha b'Peris Shvius is only Machmas Koch HaKarka Nimtza b'Peris. V'hainu shekevan she'atorah asra kol avodat HaKarka b'Shviit v'yamra v'shavita ha'aretz Shabbat l'Hashem. והרי הפירות שהם גדלים מעצמם ויונקים כוחם מהקרקע, הלא גורמים שהקרקע אינה שובטת בעת ים. In other words, the whole Iker Kedush in Peret Shviz is only because the Koach HaKarka that's in the Peris. Since the Torah asserted, avoid this Karka in the Shviz of Shavuot Tzavos Hashem, Peris that grew from by themselves and received nourishment from the land, they are causing that the land isn't resting because the land has to give them nourishment. And therefore the Torah says, all right, you're not planting in Shvius, you planted before, but in the seventh year you were melakate. So since the ground gave these vegetables, nourishment, so that means the ground was working for the vegetables, and now they have Kedusha Shvius. And that's Nirmaz in the Pasuk. V'haysa Shabbos Aretz Lechem La'ochla Rashi V'Ramban Shiva Lassen Shabbos Aretz. Doesn't say Pri Ha'aretz. V'haysa Shabbos Aretz. Why Pri Aretz Lechem La'ochla? Why Shabbos Aretz? So based on the reader, we understand very well. Because the whole Iker Halacha Sanoyagos B'Perish Shvius is because koicham ba meha aretz shetzricha lishbois. And therefore, the pri is called Shabbos Aretz. Because the pri has its Kedusha Shvius, because the land is supposed to rest. Peres that grew in the land, b'shah shvisasa. And you can't compare Peres Shvius to Peres Rolin Kilei Akeren. There the Yisra is in the pri itself. Here by Peres Shvius, all of the dinam are because of the koach of the karka that are in the pri. ומעתה יבואה למה לא מהני ביטול העיקר על ידי גידולה ולא בשביעס בלבד. Why does it only, we only say that the עיקר is ביטול על ידי the גידולים in the seventh year alone? Because we ask in, only talking about שביעס, because we ask in נדרים and in זיין עמד בייס, are גידולי היתר מעלה the עיסר? The Rid explains, Ve'ein livshot me'isr shen izbatel, nizbashel, debatel b'shishim, v'hasem nimoach isr v'ein o'amid b'einu. V'alach l'nimoach isr, v'ish le'esr afilu b'shishim. O yesh le'imar, sh'akarka mevatloi v'afilu pochus m'shishim. V'gam ein livshot me'yavish b'yavish, debatel chad b'tshrei, d'asem ein isr morv b'heter, l'kol echad m'fnei atzmo, l'shein or nikr, v'ch'u batel b'roev, v'ol hocho, hocho, now, as the Rid explains as follows. You can't be poshet this shaila of gidulei heter are mala the iser, if they are mevatel the iser, when heter grows from iser, from iser shen is bashel. If an iser was mishbashel, and it's batel b'shishim, there it melted. That's a different vort. Here there's no melting. And therefore, even if there's more than 60 against the Iker, maybe the Gedulei Heter are not Ma'ala the Iser. Oh, yesh lomar. Or maybe you could say no. Sha'karka mevatlo afilu pachas mishishim. Maybe the Karka is mevatel the Gedulei Iser and even less than 60. And you also can't be poshet from Yavesh to Yavesh. It's batel chad betray. Dry things. Zbatel, two against one. Because there, it's not a mixture. Each one is independent. It's just not nikkur. Never zbatel barov. But here, the iser is ma'orav im heter. And since the iser is ma'orav im heter, it's mixed in with the heter, it's going to be aser or no. Maybe hakarka mevatlo vishari. The karka is mevatlo the iser and it's mutter. As mevo'al shekoli kar tzada ibaya lomar. Shegidulei heter. Malim esa iser. The whole tzad to say that gidulei heter elevate the iser is only because the karka is mevatel the iser. Otherwise, it's not shaykh to say bittel, because the iser isn't nimoach, and the iser is ma'orav beheter. So since it doesn't melt, like it does in a bish and bishel, and it's also not two against one, yavish biyavish, but rather there's a mixture of iser beheter, so the only way that the heter is going to be mevatel the iser is mikoach hakarka, because the karka is mevatel the iser. How's the karka mevatel the iser? The iser is nikar bifnei atzmo v'nira b'chush. You see the difference between the batzel and the karka. So based on what the Rit explains, it's very good. Because the whole ikar iser of gedulei shvius is only mikoch the karka shebisaychoi. V'lo mitzad haperes b'atzmo. So now we understand that the batzel of shvius is going to be batzel b'gedulei heter. I, the iser, is nikar, since the iser in the batzel is only mikoch hakarka shebisaychoi. And the koich hakarka isn't nikar. And Adarav koich hakarka shel iser, misarev im koich hakarka shel heter, shenisvasev begidulim, and it's going to be misbatel ide karka. So if you have the koich hakarka of heter together with the gidulim, so that is going to spell bittel for the ikar. Aye, the ikar is nikar. You could see it. The answer is no, you can't. Because what answers the ikar is the koich hakarka, and that you can't see. How are gedulei heter mevatel the iser? The name of kama kama bottle, and that's the kasha the Russian in Zion Amud Aleph. So every little bit of heter that grows is going to be misbatel ide the iser. And he answers in the latter teretz, Shakarka mivatlasan. What does that mean, akarka mivatlasan? That the ikar iser shebepri is koach hakarka. And if so, in the eighth year, when the koach hakarka is misvasif with the heter, you have heter that has koach hakarka in it, so it's this koach hakarka of the heter that's crazy creating the bitl. You can't say kama kama bottle. Because the koach hakarka that's nichnas begidulim shel heter, harol mechubrim yinikasu lekarka atzma shei b'chol yirega yoyne kagidul as koach miakarka. So you can't say the karka, which is batel begidul ayisser. Karka is much more than the yisser. So the whole vort of the tosefis of the shminis being mevatel the shviyas is mikoach the karka. So if you can't say kama kama batel, every little bit is going to be batel because it's coming from the karka, not from the gidul of the pri. It's kama kama batel, we found by yayin nesach, shiafu labor shel heter. The other shenafu labor yayin heter. So the first tipa isn't nikar. Yayin nesach, nafu labor shel yayin heter. So you have Yayin Nesef that fell into a pit of Yayin Heter. So the first tipa is not nikar, it's not connected to the Isser outside, so it's batel. And every little bit that falls in is batel. Aval kan, hine koyach hayinika, shel heter, kashuri makarka mechubar elav. And therefore it's not shayach bitel. Because the karka is be'ain, the karka is not misbatel. The karka is not mixing with anything, the karka is strong, the karka is much bigger. There's no bittel on karka. So that's what the land, but it says, Karka Mevatalasim, but all in Kalam, the Yisra is mitzad the pre, not mitzad the Karka. So the Gidl isn't Mevatal the Yikr, Adarab. We say Kama Kama Batal, and the Ikr is Mevatal the Gidl. Well, the fee is so dull. Shel haminchat chinu, shel ha'arid, shakarka mevatelet ta'isur, yityashev lenakon, lenakon, ma sheiksha haminchas chinu v'amaretz chayis. And what the Mordechai writes, the Mordechai says, that when the Isser and the Heter are nolded b'taharoivis, and they're not nikar luchud, you can't have bitl. And therefore, Yavama, that split blood, it's a chalitza ksheira, because he after shlo yeh bedam tzichtzuchei rok. So the roik, the dam, isn't mevatel mizbatel in the spittle, and the spittle isn't mevatel in the dam. We don't say that the rok is batel bedam, so it's a good. I said it wrong at the outset. It's a good. I don't know if I explained it clearly. It's a valid chalitza because the dam is going to have tzichtzuchei rok. Either rok is batal b'dam. The answer is it's not because noldu b'taharoivus. It was created in mixture. So since it was nolad b'taharoivus, there's no bittul. The roke counts, that little bit of roke counts. Even if the Yavama splits blood, it's fine. There's a little bit of roke in there, and it's the mixture was nolad, it was nolad b'taharoivus, in Mimela, the roke isn't batal. Azim kacha, how could it be, asked the Minchas Chinuch, that gedulei heter amale iser? The heter was never nikar b'olam b'fnei atzmo. So how's it mevatel the yisur? It was no leb b'taharoivus. So no leb b'taharoivus is no bittul. So how do we talk about bittul in our sugya? However, the darko shel arid, it's not difficult because here the mevatel is the karka she sholachet et yinikato b'toch habatzal ve'akarka harei nikeret. Karka is nicker. So it's not the tyroivus here. There's no tyroivus. In other words, the heter that's mevatel the yisr isn't mitzad the heter. That's no leb tyroivus. There's no bittel. But here it's mitzad the karka. Another way to deal with the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, how could you have gedulei heter malam es isul das amordechi that if isul the heter nolad b'taharoivus and the heter is a nicker, so it's not shayach to have bittel. So it would appear that we could be miyashiv as follows, that the Tosis written the Sugya Nedarim daf Minchas is miyashiv the kasha of the Rishayim. Then why don't we say kama kama batal? For gedulei heter are going to be batal, the gedulei iser, every little bit of heter is going to be batal by iser. So the right answer is you can't compare because there you can normally you say porta porta kama kama batal because the heter kama lo nishtana kamo shahaya. The original heter didn't change. The original heter didn't change. For example, if you say kama kama batel, you have yayin nesach falling to regular yayin, so every little bit of yayin nesach that falls in, the regular yayin, the kosher yayin, isn't mishtane. So kama kama batel, because heter kama lo nishtane kama shahaya. But by gedulei karka, when the gedulim grow, the sharoshim says the Tosfos Lid, kol sharoshim mishtanin, Mikamo shayim mitchila. Shenisavu yoyse venisarchu yoyse. Hilkach yishlomar buda asu gidul mevatu l'sharashim. Here the sharashim change. They get thicker. They get longer. And therefore the gidulim are mevatu l'sharashim. And the explanation of this svar is based on the famous tshuva of the Tashbitz, who's mechalik between aharkava mizgis and aharkava shchinis. Two types of mixtures. There's one type of mixture that they're neighbors. Chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin. That's aharkava shchinis. He has shchunis. They're neighbors. He's an eved and he's a ben chayrin. And therefore, he can't marry a shivcha because of his ben chayrin side. He can't marry bas chayrin because of his eved side. But if you have a prada that's born from a sus and a chamor, an animal that comes out of a donkey and a horse, you're allowed to be marbia in another prada. Why? Because you don't say that the side of the sus is mishtamish b'tzad chamor, because the prada is a harkava mizgi, it's an uberia. That's harkava mizgi. Mizgius means it's mixed together, meshed together. It's an uberia. So here also, in our case, the gedule heter, ravwal gedule iser, and there's an umahus here. Even the shoresh changed. So since the old and the new came together and created something completely new, we can say bittul. You don't say bittul when the Isser and the Heter know the Bitarovis. But here, even though the Isser and the Heter know the Tarovis, since there's something completely new here, because of what grew, everything changed, so it doesn't have the earlier Mahus and everything becomes Mutter. So the rok and the dam is a harkava mizgis. There's rok and there's dam together. It's not an umahus. And therefore the rok is in batal. Deina dam hafichas harof liot dam. Lo ave harkava mizgis. It's not a mizgis. It's shchenis. They're next to each other, but it's not. Not an umahus. So the dam isn't mevatel, since there's no abatarvas, the dam isn't mevatel, the rok. But if the heter causes a new mitzias, so then there would be bittel. It's a hark of a mizgias, and with this we can understand the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Yitzchak Miyochan and Litra B'Tzalim. Shetikna. So if you have a litra of Betzalim that you took off Maisris and then you replanted it, you have to take Maisris off again. Not only do you have to take Trims and Maisris off the Kidulim, but you even have to take Trims and Maisris off the Iker. The question is, when you talk about bittul, bittul means that it's moirit shem iser, but it can't add dinim. Here it's adding dinim. Because you're saying that now you have to take trumas and maisus off it, even though you already took trumas and maisus off. You say, okay, because the gedulim are mevatel the ikar. Since the gedulim are chayim and shumas and maisis, so to the ikar. Yeah, but here it's adding on dinim. Now the ikar should be chayim and shumas and maisis. How can that be? The answer could be, because now it's a new mahus. Even the ikar changed, and therefore it has a new din. Normally, bittul is just mayrit isurin. But here where the bittul creates a new mahus, so we said before that it strengthens the sharashim and makes it thicker, b'chulei. So then we would say that even the ikar is going to be chayiv in shumas and maestras. All right, kamuvan she zenose ma'od rachav v'yesh laharchiv b'ze me'od me'od. So Mir Tashem, I hope that we're zeche lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh and to see continuing the flaws gedolos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.